Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aryan Superstructures Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call, hosted by Aryan Capital Markets Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Yomika Agarwal from Aryan Capital Markets Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Hello and good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of Aryan Capital Markets, I thank you all for joining into the Q2 FY26 earnings conference call of Aryan Superstructures Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Parth Chhajed, Whole-time Director, Mr. Udit Kathera, Chief Financial Officer. So, without any further delay, I'll hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking time to join Aryan Superstructures Limited's conference call to discuss Q2 FY26 results and business updates. I believe you've had the opportunity to review our financials and investor presentation, which has been filed with the exchanges. Our CFO, Mr. Udit Kathera, shall now brief you all about the financial highlights for the quarter.
Thank you, Parth ji. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me first start by briefing you on the financial highlights. The consolidated operating revenue for Q2 FY26 stood at 123 crores against 112 crores in Q2 FY25. This is an year-on-year increase of around 9.7%. The EBITDA for Q2 FY26 stands at rupees 30 crores against rupees 29 crores in Q2 FY25, which is an increase of 3.5% on a year-on-year basis. The EBITDA margin for Q2 FY26 stands at 24.4% versus 25.8% for the previous year. For the first half year, the operating revenue stood at rupees 244 crores, which is an increase of 25% on a year-on-year basis, and the EBITDA for the half year stands at 67 crores, which is an increase of 70% year-on-year. The profit after tax stands at rupees 26 crores, which is an increase of 44% year-on-year with a PAT margin of 10.63%. The net worth of the company as on 30th September 2025 stands at rupees 430 crores. During the quarter, we had paid dividend for the financial year 24-25, which was approved during the AGM. The promoter group has waived off their dividend, which amounted to rupees 4.6 crores for last year. This was similar on lines as last financial year. With this, I will hand over the call to Mr. Parth Chhajed to talk about the operational highlights.
Thank you, Mr. Udit, and thanks, everyone, again. Now, talking about the key operational highlights for the quarter, this quarter was a very extended monsoon. It started from mid of May and has continued till the first week of November, as we all have witnessed in the city of Mumbai, which has impacted the construction activity across the entire region, resulting in a softer Q2 performance. However, the company has achieved sales bookings of 280 units, which is equivalent to 2.89 lakh sq ft of area, amounting to 236 crores in terms of value. The average price per sq ft was around 8,100 rupees for the quarter versus 7,493 rupees in the prior quarter, which is a growth of 9% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The average price per unit sold stood at 84 lakhs. The total collections for the quarter stood at 111 crores. The unsold inventory at the end of the quarter stood at 84 units, valued at 17.7 crore. During the quarter, we received OC for Aryan Tamisha Phase 2, wherein we delivered 134 units amounting to 75,394 sq ft of area. The company, in the last two, three years, has taken several new projects, namely World Villas, Town Villas, Aryan 7 Anayika, and Aryan Avanti Palace. Environmental clearances across the industry were stuck until August 2025. During the last couple of months, we have received clearances for three of the projects, which is Mumbai World Villas, Aryan 7 Anaika at Taloja, and Aryan Tavanti Palace at Chilfata. The approval work is still under process for Town Villas, which is expected to be launched in the next financial year. With this, we have also started the construction progress for the projects which were held with respect to the EC clearances. And I think we'll be able to gain the momentum now that the season has dried up and challenges of the monsoon are away. We continue to remain strong, maintain a strong development pipeline supported by our existing land bank, and we expect a gradual value creation as our ongoing and upcoming projects progress through various stages of development shall take shape over the next few years. During the quarter, the company also continued to strengthen its business development. We acquired additional 5 acres of land at Chowk, Manivali for the Town Villas project. So it has taken the total project size to 93 acres today. Now talking about the industry, in this October month, we witnessed the grand opening and the inauguration of the airport, which has really created a superb buzz in this area, and it's brought in a lot of excitement from home buyers and attracted a lot of people from various parts of the country to come and explore opportunities that lie in Navi Mumbai. With this also, we are witnessing great job growth over the next decade with industrialization, with infra projects taking shape, and as well as blue-collar and white-collar jobs being spread across the entire airport area. So we expect around 1 million jobs to be created over the next 6 to 7 years, with the airport being inaugurated just this last month. As we know that the markets have been flat over the last 6 months, with respect to the total consolidated performance across Mumbai MMR as well as NCR, Bangalore, Pune. However, Navi Mumbai has seen great sales and is seeing steady growth as well compared to what the sales was happening over the last year. So I think we are at the right position and at the right location, and it's still a good, healthy pipeline that we have in front of us to execute and, you know, capture. So with this, I'll just open the floor for question and answers, and we'll be happy to take as many questions as possible.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Shlok, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is, since the supply in Mumbai and the MMR region is increasing a lot, recently because of the redevelopments that are going on, do you think from a consumer point of view, the demand will be flattish in upcoming 2 to 3 years?
We don't see that in areas which are seeing good development, good infrastructure projects being executed. We are not in the Mumbai zone, so I don't want to comment on the supply that is coming over there or with respect to the redevelopment. But in Navi Mumbai, there's great new landscapes being opened with beautiful infra corridors being executed by the government. The entire infrastructure push from the government of Maharashtra is happening in this belt in and around the airport area, and I think this is going to be a very good market to be in over the next 5 to 7 years.
And sir, do we face any restrictions on building a project near the airport area, like any regulations or something?
Yes, of course. There are height restrictions with respect to how close or far you are from the airport. So we have to always follow those and plan accordingly.
And sir, one last question from my side on the company's debt outlook. So in upcoming years or the next quarter or two, how do we plan to reduce the debt?
No, see, we are in a growing phase of the company and we're also developing annuity assets right now over the next 3 years. So debt will increase from here on, but the asset part will also increase. And I think some debt will get repaid as well simultaneously for projects which have already reached a certain thresholds, like Ariand Aspire. The debt from Tata Capital will be repaid. So it's an influx and outflux model today, wherein projects which are maturing are being repaid, and the new projects are where we are developing assets, we are taking on more debt. So blended average debt will say be somewhere around 125 crores more from where we are today.
Noted, sir. Noted, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Answer my question.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from Aman Singh, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, so my question is the company on track to achieve its annual pre-sale target of 1,100 crores?
Yes, we should be on track because we have the right launch pipeline lined up for Q3 and Q4. And approvals are almost in place. So I think we should, the new launches in the Navi Mumbai areas will help us increase our pre-sales volumes as well as values.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more question. So like, what's going to be the operating entity for the five-star hotel that is a part of World Villas project?
We're in the discussion phase right now, so once we have signed up, we'll be happy to get back to you and let you know. But as of now, it is in the discussion phase.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Next question is from Aman from AUR Capitals. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, I wanted to ask, since the Navi Mumbai airport is expected to start operations in like this year's December, so how is the company planning to, you know, capitalize on this structural demand shift, like especially in Panvel, Kharghar, Chowk and so?
Well, we have already taken our land parcels in this area way before the airport got inaugurated, and today, just to let you know, the land prices that we acquired, say, the World Villas project, the lands we acquired were somewhere around 1 crore 70 lakh rupees per acre average. Today, the neighboring lands are quoting somewhere between 6 to 8 crores. So we've already got the early bird benefit, first mover advantage with respect to acquisition of land. And that is going to help us have healthier and higher EBITDA margins for this project. With respect to the other sites, where we were already positioned very well in Panvel, Kharghar, Taloja, there we have seen volumes increase post the inauguration of the airport, and with the locations that we are located at for our projects and the inventory mix that we have, I think we should be able to capitalize on it to the maximum potential possible. New launches are also lined up in this area of Panvel in this coming Q3, Q4. So we see great action coming from there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Yes. The next thing, like with the launch of World Villas hotels in Kana, like the talking about the luxury diversification. So like, how do you like balance capital level luxury with core affordable housing?
Sorry, I didn't get your last line.
So, like, how are you planning to, you know, balance capital-heavy luxury with core affordable housing?
No, we have diversified our portfolio equally. So, we do almost 37% in affordable, 38% in mid-income, and around 25% in luxury. So we've diversified our portfolio in a healthier manner in this way, so that this is with respect to the area that we are developing. So we'll continue to follow this model going ahead as well.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, got it. And sir, one more question, seeing the report, the pre-sales were around 2,200 to 2,300 million, with only 280 units sold in Q2. So, do you believe that this is temporary or a sign of demand moderation?
No, I think this was only because of the monsoon. The sales were a little slower in Q2, and Q3, Q4, we have already started seeing better response.
Okay. So, then what is the expected pre-sales target for FY 2026 and 2027?
By 2026, we have already said we are targeting around 1,100 crores, and 2027 will be a growth of 25% over that.
Okay. Sure. Sure, sir. Thank you so much. That helped a lot. I will join the company if I have any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Dipali, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. I have question, EBITDA margin dropped from 30% to 24% Q-on-Q. What was the precise reason? Was it mix, pricing, or cost escalation?
No, this is with respect to a mix of revenues that accumulate from various projects and blend together. So this is a behavior because you can't guess the same margin for every quarter. We would advise that if you look at the company from a yearly perspective, that will give you a better understanding of how the company is performing and which products are being recognized more in terms of revenues.
Yeah, got it, sir. And sir, cash flow from operations has been negative for multiple years. When does the company expect it can be positive?
Yeah, we have all invested heavily in the last 2 years for our developments at Vashi, and also started investing for the developments at Chowk as well. So however, cash flows from customers are yet to come, but the assets are being readied and are being being constructed. So at the Vashi project, Aryan Radhika, we're almost 75% through the project with respect to the cost. And physically, if you see, around 80-85% is already complete. And now that the market behavior is that once the product is ready and it's visible from outside, and we have also started the external paint work now, the demand is going to pull in because this is a very much a ready market. So I think in the next 1.5-2 years, we should be able to get in the surplus and also repay back the debts that we have taken.
Okay. And sir, for project completion, most of the project have completed 30%. So what are the top three execution risks that management is foresee?
What is the key? Execution risk.
Hello. Yeah, execution risk or is there any?
No, there is no execution risk. Once the project has started, we strive to complete it as soon as possible. We don't see any risks in work getting halted at any of our sites.
Okay, sir. And so after announcement of Navi Mumbai International Airport, what is the incremental change you have observed in inquiries and site visits?
It's a very positive change. I'll not be able to tell the numbers for Q3 now. We'll have to wait till next con call. But it's very positive post the airport inauguration. The sales have picked up, walk-ins have increased, and we're doing better numbers October onwards.
Okay. Okay, so that's it for my job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Mohit Upadhyay, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes.
So just I had two questions. First on the, you know, World Villa, if we see in the current quarter, we have sold till 51 units in World Villa, which is a very marginal 5 units extra increment over the next quarter, previous quarter if we see. So is it because of just the environment clearance that we have, you know, not yet received? And how many projects have not yet received the environment clearance, if I may know?
So this quarter we received the environmental clearance for World Villas, which was in the month of September. And work has started already for that project. So I think the sales will pick up. We're not so worried on it. And we're also increasing our margin as well by taking up a good, decent price rise too in the project, so that we're able to increase the margin.
And sir, just industry-wide question, like where do you see now the demand of the overall industry? Is it in, you know, luxury or in affordable?
So demand is everywhere. I think you have to be clever enough to just position your product rightly, and you'll be able to outshine the market. I think we have done that in the last 1-2 years with launches of World Villas, Aryan Avanti at Shield Pata, so wherein our product was positioned very differently and we were able to capture the markets and get bookings also done. So it's not like only affordable is going to do well or only luxury is going to do well. I think there is a demand in all each segment because India is such a diverse country and it has a lot of income groups and huge population. So demand will be there for every segment at any point of time over the next 1.5-2 decades.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for answering my question, and all the best for FY26. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Vishal, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the town villas. You acquired 5 acres of land this quarter. So what is the incremental GDV that you are expecting? And what are the number of units that will be done for the town villas?
Oh, see, we've acquired this now just recently, last quarter. So we're in the planning stage for this, but our idea is to accumulate this together with the existing layout. So it's a contiguous land. It will increase the GDV slightly, but it depends on how we design it. But per acre, we should be able to do GDV increment of, say, 30 crores. So 150 crores additional should happen from this 5 acres acquisition.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Hrishikesh Jain, an investor. Please go ahead.
So, hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
So, sir, any new geography the company is planning to enter?
No, we are not planning to enter any new market. Uh-huh.
So my second question is, what will be the strategic roadmap like to grow the area under developing to like say 10x, which is mentioned in the IP?
In any what? I didn't get your second question.
So my second question is, what will be the strategy like for the roadmap to grow the area under development to 10x, to 8x?
No. So we have already grown that to 8x during the last decade. So it is a historical number rather than a futuristic.
So, sir, what will be the future you're targeting mix like the luxury, premium side, and affordable side?
We'll be targeting this mix equally. So one-third, one-third, one-third across luxury, across mid-income and affordable. So we'll be following that route going forward also.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. Next question is from Kamal Deswani, from You First Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to know about the club, which has been launched near the World Villas. How is the traction? Are we getting independent members apart from the, people who are booking for the World Villas? And how many members have come in so far? And how many are we targeting to have independent members over there?
I think we'll have somewhere around 600-650 individual members today, and our target over the next 8-10 years is to achieve somewhere around 5,000-7,000 members.
Okay, that's great. So these are 600-650 members independent of the villas, people who booked the villas?
No, this is a total that I'm talking of.
Okay.
Yeah.
And normally, what is the membership fees we have kept for this membership?
Right now, it is 11 lakh onwards.
Okay, and this is the lifetime membership?
It's for 75 years.
75, okay. Got it. So, do we have any such clubs as a competition around that area where we have the club operate? Is it operational so far? I mean, or
the club? No, it is under construction.
Under construction.
Yes, under. Yeah.
And by when it's expected to get complete?
See, in about 2 years.
2 years, and along with the World Villas, simultaneously it will get built.
Yeah, and the villas already are under construction.
Okay, and what is the status of the five-star hotel, which is also coming probably in the same area, right, in the same adjoining area?
He should be starting work in, say, January.
Okay, so that will take 2-3 years at least to get built, right?
Yeah, 3.5 years.
3.5 years. Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Aman from R Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Yes, sir, I have a question regarding the auditor resignation thing. So, like, we noted that the resignation of Amit Jain and company and the new appointment of KJK and Associates. So, like, can I know the reasons for the auditor change?
The primary reason was that, the current auditor was based in Jaipur. So, he had to travel, and his team also had to travel from Jaipur to Mumbai. So basically, that's the reason why we had changed the auditor. And they also had delays with respect to reviews and all. So that's the primary reason why we are changing the auditors.
Okay. So regarding the new auditors, methodology impact, revenue recognition, cost forecast, and project profitability estimates. So can you let me know about that as well?
Didn't get your question. Can you pardon?
Yeah. Will the new auditors method, can impact revenue recognition, cost forecast, or project profitability estimates? So
So these are all driven by Ind AS accounting, including, the financial statements and the estimates which are published. So any appointment of a new auditor will not have any bearing on these accounting principles and policies.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Yomika Agarwal. Over to you, Yomika, ma'am. As there are no further questions, I hand over the call to Ms. Yomika Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you to the management and participants for joining the quarter 2 FY26 conference call, Ariyan Superstructure Limited. I will now hand over the call to the management for the closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining the earnings call. I hope you were able to get all the answers to your satisfaction. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at Valorem Advisors, or you can also contact our finance department and our CFO's team will take it forward. We also thank Arihant Capital for hosting this call for us. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.